Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Sarah Heiner's here. Settle down. I know. I'm excited too. Bottom Line Publications. She's the CEO and the president there. Her father founded it many years ago, and she's carrying on the tradition of excellence in publishing, a great American publishing company. They're twice a month. Bottom Line Personal is awesome. Their annuals, their yearbooks are unparalleled, as is Sarah. Sarah, welcome back.
Good morning. Do you know we shipped over 700,000 books?
Wow.
Wow. A lot of books.
That's a lot of books. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a lot of folks out there, and they're beautiful folks. They're not only beautiful, they're important, so I encourage you to check it out. BottomLineInc.com, did I say that right?
That is it. That is
BottomLineInc.com. So check it out, folks. Hey, Sarah, a couple of little tidbits in your letter this month. A lot of people have been getting credit adjustments because of the coronavirus situation, and they've been getting some abatements. They've been getting some payments rolled back. They've had a lot of different adjustments, and that's good for the cash flow, but sometimes it hurts the credit report. What do you think?
Well, you have to be careful is the thing, because they put all these rules into place really fast, but that doesn't mean, you know how it is when you change a policy in business,
mm-hmm.
but it takes a while to make sure that you're executing it properly. So people were allowed, for example, to push back, defer payments on their credit cards or defer payments on their rent and things like that. And if they took advantage of that, the companies that you owe the money to were supposed to report it that you were following the rules and weren't supposed to be in this payment. But downstream, that may not have really happened. They may not have gotten the technology in place to report it properly, because that all requires programming, right, to get the communication right. So what's happened? Oh, that. So what happens is people are accidentally getting their credit reports dinged as missed payments versus as having taken advantage of the COVID deferment program, which means all of a sudden your credit report, your credit rating may have dropped.
You have to check these things, folks. You cannot just leave it to chance. Let me tell you what happened to me. I had business mortgages on business for business real estate that belonged to me. It was in my account. But because the mortgage was held by a local company, the credit report picked it up as a short-term debt. All those mortgages were identified as current debt and things that I might have to pay for, and you know, I might have to pay off in 30 days or whatever. Like I had that much credit card debt, and it hurt my, you know, years ago it hurt my credit reporting until I got the bank and the credit department to work it out. So you got to check these things.
You have to monitor your credit report regularly to be sure. If you deferred any kind of your payments, keep your eye on your credit report. You can get a free one at annualcreditreport.com. And if you see that your credit has dropped suddenly, then call up, understand it, challenge any missed payments with a credit monitoring agent, because it's you that's going to hurt, you know, eventually. And the thing is, let me broaden this for a second. All these electronic automatic things, electronic health records, right, where all of our stuff is now, you know, in the computer somewhere. There are mistakes like crazy in all of that, and you have to monitor it, unfortunately. You can't assume that, you know, because it's automated and electronic, that it's good.
There was a time when some of this stuff, it was a mistake. No, it never reached the light of day. It didn't matter. You got the same service. You got well or you didn't get well, whatever. You paid your bills. But now that everything is a digital record, and it aggregates to some kind of a score or some kind of a assessment or judgment, it's you got to take care of this. You got to stay on top of it, don't you?
You totally have to stay up on top of it, and no one's trying to do it intentionally. It just, you know,
yeah.
It just takes one, what I call one bit getting stuck in the wire sideways, right?
And the aggregators, the people who come up with these scores, they're agnostic as to the origins of it or the veracity of it. They just take the number and they put it together.
It's just a data feed.
Yeah.
Right. So that, you know, the credit card company just has a data feed
that says,
hi, did anyone miss a payment? That's all.
Mm-hmm.
So unless every credit card company got the programming in place to transmit the proper type of information.
Right.
And these layers of programming, it ain't so clean in there.
We're going to talk, when we come back, we're going to talk about five things that, personality issues, five elements that you may be part of, you may look like, you may seem like. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.